This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. An Israeli airstrike has destroyed a high-rise building housing media organizations, including the Associated Press and Al Jazeera. The Associated Press said it was hit roughly an hour after Israeli forces ordered people to evacuate. In a statement released shortly afterwards, the Israeli military said the building housed military assets belonging to Hamas, the Palestinian militant group that rules Gaza. This week's violence in Gaza and Israel is the worst since 2014. A U.S. envoy arrived in Tel Aviv today for de-escalation talks with Israel, Palestinian, and UN officials. He'll reinforce what U.S. diplomats say is the need for calm. The mayor of Budapest on Saturday announced his bid to become the prime minister candidate for Hungary's six opposition parties, which are trying to forge an alliance to take on Prime Minister Viktor Orban in national elections next year. Earlier this week, the Hungarian opposition said it would hold the country's first ever primary elections this year to pick joint candidates to contest the 2022 ballot, a move that could threaten Orbán's more than decade-long grip on power. Hardline nationalist Orbán and his party have scored three successive landslides since 2010, largely due to an election system that favors large parties. Italian Prime Minister Mario Draghi will not be able to enact key reforms demanded by the European Union because his unity government is too divided over the issues. That's what rightist leader Matteo Salvini said Saturday. Salvini, who heads the League, told newspapers he would back Draghi to become the next president in a parliamentary vote due in early 2022. For more on these and other stories, we invite you to visit our website. That's voanews.com. This is VOA News. Japan has further expanded a coronavirus state of emergency from six areas, including Tokyo, to nine, as Prime Minister Yoshihide Suga repeated his determination to hold the Olympics in just over 2 months. Japan has been struggling to slow infections ahead of the Games. The three additions are Japan's northern island of Hokkaido, where the Olympic marathon was held, and Hiroshima and Okayama in western Japan. Despite the worsening infections, Suga stressed his commitment to holding the game safely and securely while protecting Japanese by strictly controlling the movement of foreign participants, including possibly expelling journalists covering the event if they defy regulations. More than a dozen states in the U.S. quickly embraced new federal guidelines that say fully vaccinated Americans no longer need to wear masks indoors or out in most cases. But other states and cities and some major businesses hesitated amid doubts about whether the approach is workable. As many business owners pointed out, there's no easy way to determine who has been vaccinated and who hasn't. And the new guidelines issued Thursday by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention essentially work on the honor system, leaving it up to people to do the right thing or not do the right thing. Also in the U.S., gas shortages have spread from the South, almost exhausting supplies in Washington, D.C. The runs on gasoline follow a ransomware attack that forced the nation's largest gasoline pipeline to shut down. Georgia-based Colonial Pipeline reported making substantial progress in getting the pipeline back in full service. Meanwhile, multiple sources reported that Colonial paid the criminals nearly $5 million in cryptocurrency for a software decryption key to unscramble their network. U.S. President Joe Biden said that his administration would seek to put the responsible Russian-speaking ransomware gang out of business. The gang's operator said they were shutting down, but cybersecurity experts warned it could be an exit scam. The UK official leading preparations for the UN's COP26 climate conference says Britain hopes to host the delayed summit in person in November, despite the coronavirus pandemic. Alok Sharma, the UK's president designate of the conference, said every possible measure will be explored to host the talk safely, including using COVID-19 testing and vaccinations. For more on these and other stories, visit voanews.com. Via remote, Laurel Bowman, VOA News.